me be your love and your grace, your fire and rain, your hurt when in pain, your shoulder to lay on, your sad when you're lost, your fame when it's gone, the truth when it fades. Baby, let me be your escape.
That's Andrew Salgado right there. And this is one of the tracks of his new album, which goes on sale tonight, where all fine music is sold on the internet. And that is, it's on your iTunes, it's on your whatever.
Spotify,
Amazon. Google.
Yeah, Google. Yeah.
Wherever you want to find it, it's right there. You can download it right to your device.
Just like that.
Yep.
Andrew Salgado.
He actually handed me, look at this. Mm-hmm. I have in my hand right now, I have what's called a compact disc.
What are those?
This is something that the kids, the kids are getting compact disc players for Christmas.
Not a cup holder?
Is
that where you put the latte?
It's actually a flying Death Star. you know what's interesting is that I read somewhere, I hope I'm wrong about this, that you know how vinyl came back, and vinyl is interesting and something, but cassettes are making a return.
Yeah, vintage.
Yeah, but vinyl has a benefit to it. Like, it sounds better than CD, or how does cassette, why would anybody even bring that back? It's just a hassle.
Because it's your fault, Kevin, and it's the fault of your generation.
Take responsibility for it, okay?
For thinking crappy is cool. And it's not.
That's right.
It is not. Now, the CD is okay, because if you got to do it, but, you know, it's a download now. It's going to be on your phone, and you're going to play your phone in your car and do the whole thing. There's no two ways.
Or your playlist. Playlists are really huge right now on Apple Music and Spotify. So
right. And you're on that. And you're on that. So just put Andrew Salgado on that. All right, let's talk about this record now, or the album, I should say.
Very excited to talk about it.
Yeah, this is...
It sounds great from what I've heard.
Very proud of you. You know, you debuted this song, Out of the Blue, with us. And we played a little bit of it just a few minutes ago. And it is, I'm telling you, one of the best sad songs ever.
Well, it's so relatable.
Ever.
Yes.
Kind of brings you to that emotional place.
It does.
If you want a good cry...
Yeah,
and you just might want one. Out of the Blue
on Valentine's Day you're
alone?
Having chocolates.
Oh, I want to buy yourself.
Yeah, and you're by yourself.
Things
didn't work out very well.
There you go.
This song is an absolute. I mean, I'm like a 13-year-old girl sitting in bed crying. That song is so emotional. It's so great.
It is.
Thanks, buddy.
And your performance is amazing.
Thank you.
And the track, you did it live for us here. And it it's a proper country song, too. If people are interested in country ballads, it really is that.
That's a great story.
Yeah, this record was so much fun to make because we did it completely different. We didn't hire any musicians. Me and my producer worked on everything with our own two hands. Even all the beats and everything that you hear, we built together. And so we wanted to do that to make it really me. I wanted to make this record, because I know you said country. I wanted to make this record honest and just myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether someone says this is country, someone says this is pop, someone says this is folk, that's fine to me. I just want to make it honest. And Out of Blue was just written. It wasn't written about one particular girl. It was written about a lot of particular girls where it just kind of went down that path. And so it was honest. And then the rest of the songs are written very real for someone who's in my life right now. And so I really wanted to capture that.
Wow.
Yeah. And the reason it's called 86 Volume 1, and spoiler alert, there's a Volume 2 coming, is I was born on 8/8/86 and I was 8 pounds and 6 ounces.
Oh.
So
it
thought
is an
if
86.
We're going to tell it me, yeah.
Okay. Because you think 86... has another meaning too.
Yeah, to 86 something.
Right.
Want to make sure people don't think
that's
that.
Not it.
So this
no.
is basically what we're doing here is we're sort of introducing you to the world. You're coming out of the musical womb here is basically what it is.
That's what we
and
want to do.
This is Andrew Salgado. This is what he's about because it is, you know, for the last number of years you've been coming on this program and you've been playing and you do have it. There's pop. There is country. There's there's like you know proper country. Then there's country pop and also just you know. Plain rock and roll in this too, so it's really which is kind of where music is anyway. You know, you watch the Grammys, and I was you know watching them a couple weeks ago, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, when you've got country acts getting up there, and you're stopping, and you think, I'm just thinking about when I was a kid and I'd watch the Grammys, and there'd be somebody in a gigantic overly ornate dress
with big hair.
Hair that just would not end.
Yes.
And singing, you know, a twangy country song, you're like, this is not what this is about anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah. it's interesting moment. And you did this in Nashville, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ro, if you look at AndrewSalgado.net, you'll notice he claims to be from Nashville now, even though we knew him when he was from Darien, Illinois.
Here. Yes. It's to show you how happy I came here during the worst week of snow that anyone ever has.
Well, it's not quite yet, but it will be by Friday.
Stay till Friday.
You better get, but you've got a release party on Friday, don't you?
Sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The congratulations release party is on sold that. Out. Thank you.
And where are you doing that?
It's going to be in Woodridge. There's a good friend of mine who owns a bar. It's called Shanahan's, and we wanted to do it there, and we put the tickets up on sale, and then they just sold out.
So we're happy. All right.
It's all over now.
All right. By the way, and I would just like to say, this is the last time that Andrew's going to be on this program because this thing's going to be a hit.
Well, you're right.
And then the next thing you know,
I feel that too.
It'll be like, hey, Andrew, you want to come back and do that song that's number one that you just won the Grammy for? And it'll be like, dude, I can't. You know, because Chance did that. You know, Chance did that to a few folks in this town.
I won't because I'm looking over here and I see seven pieces of chocolate. If you keep putting food here, I'm going to keep coming.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do it. All right.
I think you're underestimating.
Can we talk about back home for a second here?
We can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to play this track.
Yeah.
Sure. Can we do this? Because it's got an interesting story, too. Why don't you tell us what it is?
Back Home was written... This is the first record that I didn't write with anyone else. I wrote it my entire self, and it was very nerve-wracking doing that, and I had to dig deep into what I really wanted to talk about. And Back Home is... It's exactly what I want to say right now, and it fits. Being away from my family is really difficult. And for me, going on the road is fun and doing this as a career is fun. But when it's all over, and it will be all over one day, it's always going to be that my family's there, my friends are there, and that love and support is always there. So Back Home is actually me coming back home. So enjoy.
Yes. All right. Well, here we go. Andrew Salgado, the album is hitting tonight at midnight.
Yes, sir.
Gonna be very big. Here it is, Back Home, which is a track that is totally all about Andrew Salgado.
I was so lost, just working through the memories. I was gone for a long time, thought this was a home for me. But I'm packing up, moving out, leaving everything on the ground. There's some place waiting on me. So I'm coming home where I plan to never leave my family again. Choosing love over lust is the only way I can break the past, heal the pain, trust in the Lord and all His grace. I'm sorry, but I have to go back home. Thought that there would come a day where this place wouldn't be a home for me to stay. But I know why this can't ever turn into a real plan. There's some place that's waiting on me. So I'm coming home where I plan to never leave my family again. Choosing love over lust is the only way I can break the past, heal the pain, trust in the Lord and all His grace. I'm sorry, but I have to go back home. So I'm coming home where I plan to never leave my family again. Choosing love over lust is the only way I can break the past, heal the pain, trust in the Lord and all His grace. I'm sorry, but I have to go back home where I plan to never leave my family again. Choosing love over lust
sorry, but I have to go back home. I'm sorry, but I have to go back home. Yeah. Sorry, but I have to go back home.
Andrew Salgado, that is a track off the new album, 86, Volume 1. It hits the interwebs tonight at midnight. It's available. It's been on pre-sale from iTunes. Mm-hmm. And tonight, it's going to hit your box.
It is.
Tonight at midnight. Midnight somewhere. We haven't decided where yet, but no. Midnight somewhere. And we'll get all of the and it's going to be a big hit because it's got great tracks on it, including, to me, one of the great like cry your eyes out ballads I have ever heard. And I've heard a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I've been around this business a long time.
You've cried your eyes out a couple of times.
The first time you did this, I'm like, I can't believe how great this song is. Out of the blue.
I did cry my eyes out.
We recorded it, and we made a whole record after it.
Yeah, I know. It's just an amazing... I want a writing credit on it, because it could be a huge hit.
No.
Then I can retire. All right, back with Andrew Salgado. But first, right now, Rob Martire is going to tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour news.